From Italy to the Canadian Rockies and beyond, Gazette Travel makes exploring the world easy and stress-free. See our full lineup of tours at thegazette.com/travel.
Hi, folks. We're here to call it both ways. Jeff Johnson from the Gazette here along with Jeff Linder. It's a Monday. It's sun is shining. It's going to be 40 some degrees today. The end of the basketball season is near. Although we've still got quite a ways to go. So
yeah.
I hope you all appreciate my background. It's Orient Maxburg High School. Went down there a couple years ago. I don't know why. Just did. It's no longer in existence. So, yeah, I decided to drive down to Orient today and, stand in front of the school and do this podcast. So there we go.
Short sleeve shirt.
And a short sleeve shirt because it is nice out. So, Jeffrey, let's dive right into it, huh?
Yeah. I remember the way Orient Maxburg's girls basketball existence ended last year. Do you remember that? They were playing a regional game and they got beat on like a three-quarter court shot.
I do remember that now that you say that.
Yeah.
Couldn't have gone any worse. Couldn't have been any worse.
Now, they're part of Nottoway Valley now? Is that correct?
Boy, that I'm not sure because they always were with Creston for like, what, football?
Yeah. And
things like that?
I think Nottoway Valley slurped them up.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. I remember they made the state baseball tournament one year. In the 20 or the 2000s or maybe the 1990s. So,
yeah.
Anyway, how about, you got some news, right? Breaking news with the pairings and everything, right?
Yeah. It's not breaking anymore. The pairings came out for 1A, 2A, 3A on Thursday. So, let me effort that real quick here.
Boys should be out for 1A, 2A sometime today. Those folks are looking for that. So I'm just giving Jeff a chance to call everything up here.
Wasting time here. Nothing really, really eye-popping as far as what they did. It was kind of what I thought they would do, just kind of knowing what they do as far as their geography tricks and their rankings and all that. 3A girls, Maquoketa is the team to beat there. They're number one. Assumption's in with them. Mount Vernon is the one seed in Region 3, the defending champion Mustangs that are playing really, really well right now. Mid-Prairie's in with them. Wallard's the kingpin in Region 4. I guess you'd call that queenpin, wouldn't you? CPU's in with them. Region 5 has Williamsburg and Roland Story in one side as well as Tipton. So that's the way things shake out there. 2A, I don't think we're going to have a lot in 2A. Might have a team or two there. Cascades, the two seed in Region 4, in with Denver. Maquoketa Valley will be the two seed in Region 5. They're in with Emmitsburg, and that'd be a fairly lengthy haul. I don't know what would be halfway between Emmitsburg and Maquoketa Valley. Maybe like a Hampton or Iowa Falls, I suppose. Grundy Center and Regina would be co-favorites in Region 8. 1A, Region 1, let's see, Region... Springville would be the team to beat in Region 4. Lansing Key would be the team matched up with them in a regional final. And that's pretty much it there. Region 6 has Dunkerton and Highland and Turkey Valley and Edco. That'll be a pretty competitive region. And that's pretty much it there. So you said the boys come out when?
Probably later this afternoon from okay. – what I gathered in we just got done with our rankings meeting earlier this morning. So, and those just kind of dropped as well. I don't know if there's any. Actually, it is important. We know the eight teams that'll be number one seeds in their in their sub-state district, I guess.
What do you have for area teams there?
Iowa City Regina will be ranked third in is ranked third in 2A, and then Union Community is eighth, which I'm glad to see. Applington Parkersburg is seventh, and those two teams just played Friday night, and AP won that game. Union 17-2, certainly worthy of a number one seed in my opinion. So I'm glad they split those two up. They'll be going their separate ways. And then in 1A, there's nobody. I don't know that we're going to get, and we being the Gazette area, I don't know that we're going to get anybody in the 1A tournament, quite frankly. There's nobody in the top 10. Bellevue, Marquette are sixth and ninth respectively. So it looks like they won't be matched up in a possible sub-state. So, yeah, it's interesting. I don't know, remember ever being shut out of a 1A. And, of course, you know, upsets happen and things
happen.
It's like that.
You said Marquette's ranked?
Yeah, Marquette is number 9, and Bellevue's number 6. So
okay, so they'll probably put them together, I would imagine.
Correct, final. Exactly. And, you know, 4A and 3 will have one more ranking. Mm-hmm. One more rankings poll next week, and then a week from today, Monday, probably we'll have 3A, 4A sub-state pairings. And, you know, 3A looks like, just scrolling through here, Solon is 8th, even though Solon got beat by Decorah Saturday. Didn't drop too far. Xavier is in there at number 9. So I guess theoretically you could say Solon and Xavier might be in the same same sub state. And then 4A, it's Cedar Falls, and then it's 17-0, and everybody else has at least two losses with the exception of Senior, which is in there at 5th. And then Prairie joined the rankings for the first time at number 9 this week. 13-4 record, won 10 out of 11 games. Had a nice weekend, beat Linmar Friday night, and then went to Des Moines area, Waukee to be specific, for the second crossover challenge event, and knocked off what was then top 10 ranked Des Moines Roosevelt in overtime. So Prairie seems to be playing its best ball right now.
Okay, good. I've seen Kennedy boys a couple times on the back end of girl-boy doubleheaders, and they look like they're playing really good basketball right now.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it was something that was – to put this team together is going to take a while, because starting two freshmen, which is, something in and of itself. And then, they called up another freshman from the sophomore team here about 2-3 weeks ago to play on varsity. So they're playing, they got three freshmen in their rotation, right? And that's crazy. For a school like Kennedy. So it's take them a while to get things going. And they had on, I think went into Christmas, maybe under 500, if I remember correctly. And then, rolled off, I think it was, I can count right here, six straight wins, fell to top 10 ranked Ankeny Saturday at the crossover challenge, 74-60, but 10-7, overall, and definitely a team that nobody wants to see in their sub-state bracket, the way the Cougars have improved, here. So, and speaking, Jeff, of Cedar Rapids schools, nobody's on a bigger heater than the Cedar Rapids Washington girls, right?
Absolutely. They are, 14-3 now, I think. Let me take a look. They are 15-3. They've won 11 in a row. Their last four games, the last three games, they've beaten Cedar Falls, they've beaten Kennedy, they've beaten Clear Creek Amana. So that's three ranked wins in a row, and playing really well defensively. Saw them both Tuesday and Friday, and they're the hottest team in the area right now. They beat Clear Creek, like I said, was the last area unbeaten. So I would say right now the Warriors are the best team in the area. They've got a biggie let's see, who do they close with? They've got a one game lead in their division. They're at Prairie on Tuesday, which is not a gimme, but they'd be favored there. And then they host Iowa City High on Thursday. So everything's right there in front of them.
That was a case where their best player missed the first, three, four games when they
injured. Yeah, Spanbecker was out for the first few games with, I don't know if it was knee or somewhere, lower body injury. And, she's back, she's playing well, and they're good at all five positions. And they've got a little depth, and they've got some size in Sarah Dombia, and they're a dangerous team right now.
Man, how tall is she, by the way?
6'4" she's listed at, and I don't think that's too much of a stretch. I look up to her quite drastically. So, she's probably at least a good 6'2", maybe all the way up to 6'4". So, and she's getting better every week by week. And I think somewhere she'd be a diamond in the rough college wise.
Because she's just a junior, correct?
She's a junior, and she keeps getting better. She's still pretty raw, but, she's 6'4", or somewhere thereabouts, and I think that would be, like I said, I think she'd be a steal for somebody.
So what do you have you kind of doped out all these districts and given your predictions? What do you
– No, I'll monkey with that later, but, 4A, 5A come out Thursday, so
okay.
We'll look at that a little bit more, too, and – I think we're going to be really, really heavy in 3A, with probably Maquoketa and Mount Vernon and Williamsburg. Waller's not quite an area team, but, those other three teams I think are going to be fairly substantial favorites to get to Des Moines. And, all three of them have a chance to be playing deep into the week.
What was Washington ranked last week, Jeff?
They were five.
They were five.
Okay. Yeah. So it would be nice to see them move up another notch. That a lot of that depends on what happens out in Central Iowa right now. But the CIML teams are so good, and
where have we heard that before?
Yeah, I know. But, kudos to them. And if they could get up another spot and maybe play, I guess it doesn't really matter because it'd be a 4-5 state quarterfinal either way. But, it would be neat to see Washington get to a state tournament for the first time in what would be probably 15 or so years.
15 years.
Wow. I can't say that for sure, but I would say somewhere in that neighborhood. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just kind of looking at the boys side. We got, we still have, I think like the South Iowa Cedar League plays, I think their final games, for instance, tonight. And then, things get going on Friday with the district pigtail games. So, it's ready or not, here we go.
Yeah.
Kind of looking at teams, that kind of wrapped up, conference championships. River Valley North, it looks like Bellevue might get it. Has a one game lead on Northeast Goose Lake with one game to go for both teams. Regina has already wrapped the South Division of the River Valley. Bellevue Marquette beat Kalamazoo Wheatland this past week. They were 1-2 in the East. So Marquette is your East Division champ, and Maquoketa Valley hung on and won the West Division with a hard charging Springville. That's won, I think, 7 or 8 games in a row. So Mack Valley is your Tri Rivers West Division champion. Linville Sully has won the Sickle. Upper Iowa Big Division looks like it's going to come down to, it is going to come down to either Crestwood, Southwind, or Waukon. Crestwood has one loss. Southwind, Waukon have two. And then Elkader Central is your small division champion in the Upper Iowa. And I think that's about it.
I'd like to see them come up with better names for that, for those divisions.
Yeah.
And I call them the large and small. You call them the big and small. I don't know what they come up with, but something different.
Yeah, and I get. I mean, it's tough. I mean, you look at the overall conference records, Jeff, and I'm sure it was the same in the girls' portion. Is you know the bigger schools, Crestwood 13-1 in conference play, Southwind 13-2, Waukon 13-2, MFL Marmac was 8-7, and then you look at the small, and you got Elkader Central did a nice job at 11-4. Turkey Valley 9-6, and then everybody else is well under 500.
Yeah, it's actually very pretty even, and the two best teams in the girls is it's Turkey Valley and Kehi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. Turkey Valley is 14-1. Kehi is 11-3. Up in the upper large division, MFL is 12-3, and then Southwind, Crestwood, Waukon all have 6 losses. So the Trojans and the Keyhawks are both more than holding their own in that conference.
If folks didn't know, how they schedule it is the big division or large, whatever you want to call it, the bigger schools. There's 6 of them, and they play each other twice, and then they play one game against the other 6 in the smaller division, and vice versa. And it screwed me up because I think it was Southwind and Turkey Valley, who are rivals, nearby rivals, right? They ended up playing twice anyway.
Yeah.
So that screwed up my conference standings. Not that they need any help screwing those up. So, and I'm not sure how did the South Iowa Cedar League come to their 16 games?
I think they just kind of
I
think it was random. I think that they play. Whether there's 11 schools now with HLV and Tri-County together. Yep. So there's 11 schools. So I think they probably just play half of them once and half of them twice. And I don't think it's an East-West thing anymore. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, I know on the boys' side, everybody played each other at least once.
Right.
And then, yeah, I don't know. Like you said, pull names out of a hat.
Could be. Whatever. Could be. And, you know, maybe that's just as well. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
But,
who
knows? So we're kind of, as far as the girls' races are coming down to the wire here, MVC Mississippi Division, Liberty and West are both 9-3. Kennedy's 8-4. Xavier's 7-5 with 2 games to go. And in the Valley, 2 games to go. Washington's 11-1. City High's 10-2. Cedar Falls is 10-2. And Wallach's 9-4. So Mount Vernon wins the Womack East. Clear Creek Amana wins the Womack West. They play each other in do they call that a friendly?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, a very big game that means everything or nothing, depending on how you look at it.
Sure.
I guess you'd say it's probably for the overall conference championship. So Mount Vernon's ranked number 2 in Class 3A. Clear Creek Amana is number 1 in Class 4A. And they play Tuesday. River Valley North, Maquoketa is the champion. Tipton has 1 game left in the South, and they're highly favored to win that. And if and when they do, they'll be the South Division champion for the first time. They'll be conference champion for the first time in quite a while. And speaking of that, Lisbon, if they can beat North Cedar tonight, and they should, they will share the Tri-Rivers East title, and that would be their first 5-on-5 title ever.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'd be their first girls basketball championship since 1990. Tri-Rivers West, Springville's the champ there. Linville Sully's the champion of the South Iowa Cedar League. And we talked a little bit about the Upper Iowa, where MFL wins the large division and Turkey Valley the small. Highland is going to be the champion of the Super Conference North. Meskwaki is probably either has or will clinch the Iowa Star South Division title.
So, excellent.
Yeah.
And that'd be the first for the –
yeah, that'd be Meskwaki's first. Warriors. And they're young, and they're a team to watch here down the next 2 or 3 years.
You went to – what's your schedule this week, high school-wise?
Yeah, Tuesday, tomorrow I'm going to go to Mount Vernon for that showdown with Clear Creek Amana. Thursday I'm going to go to Wash and watch them in City High. Friday, whatever's left as far as if there anything needs to be decided in either of the MVC gotcha. Divisional races. We'll get to one of those games.
Very good. Very good. And then next week.
Next week.
Everything hits the fan.
Yeah, it really does. This Thursday is 1A first round games. Saturday is 2A and 3A, and then things really get going next week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to head out to Marion the night Decorah makes the long trip down here. So looking forward to that. I think Marion's 11-7, Decorah 12-4, and playing good basketball right now. So kind of a nice little non-conference game there. I'm happy to hit that one. And then Tuesday, I think we're going to kind of go off the grid a little bit and go over to Jefferson, watch the Jayhawks play Iowa City High, two pretty similar teams. Jefferson just got its first win of the season last week, beat a pretty decent Waterloo West team, which was great. And that was something that was needed. Certainly, Roy-Shawn Webb, former Jayhawk, is in his first season as head coach at just 25 years old. They've been coming close, and they got over the hump. So very happy for the Jayhawks. Nobody deserves to go through a season without a win, no doubt about that. And then Thursday, I'm looking forward to going down and seeing third-ranked Regina play a good Dyersville Beckman team.
So, good, good.
Yeah, and then next, you know, like I said, Friday, I think we get some pigtail games in 1A, and then next week, end of the regular season for the big schools and playoff start for the smaller two classes.
So, yeah. I don't know if it was you I talked with about this last week, but if it was someone else, how would you like to be the AD at Waverly or at Decorah? Trying to find 21 games for boys and girls basketball when you have no conference affiliation right now.
No. And it's very tough. And it's tough because, you know, every school's got what, conference obligations on Tuesday and Friday night, right? So you're not playing on the two biggest days of the week, generally. You know, so you're playing on what, Saturdays, you're playing on Mondays, you're playing on Thursdays a lot. And I look at this just Decorah schedule, for instance. I mean, it's they went to Forest City, Waldorf University, for a game against Spirit Lake. Yeah. They had a game scheduled in La Crosse, Wisconsin that got canceled. They hosted Spring Grove, Minnesota. They hosted Richland Center, Minnesota. They got a game coming up against Osage. They got a game coming up against Gilbert at where's North Iowa area? Nyack Gym at?
Mason City.
Mason City. So, yeah, they're going to Mason City for a game, a neutral site game. You know, and then they played, I think they played up at Upper Iowa one game too, a neutral site game. So, or two games now I look at the schedule. And so it's very tough. They went out to I almost forgot about this. They went out to Council Bluffs to play in the MLK Martin Luther King Day Classic. They won. I'm trying to think who they even beat that. Oh, Lewis Central. They beat Lewis Central.
Okay.
Second year in a row. I mean, you can't, those two places are as far apart in this state as you can possibly get, right?
Yeah.
Cora and Council Bluffs.
Yeah.
You know, they go out on Sunday, stay overnight, play the game on Monday morning, and, you know, hop right back on the bus and come all the way home. So you're right. It's not fair to those schools. I wish we could find places for them conference-wise, and hopefully someday we will.
Yeah, it's called the Northeast Iowa Conference.
2.0.
Yeah. So let's say you're on that committee, and Decorah is asking you for relief on this. What do you do with Decorah? What do you do with Waverly?
That's a great question. I don't know. How's that? And I think that's why. What would you do?
Well, the best fit in as far as competition is concerned would probably be the WOMAC. But
sure.
Decorah to Grinnell?
Yeah.
I know you'd just be doing that once every 2 years, and you know that school would come to you, and you would go to them the next year, and maybe you could work that so that you'd always play those on Saturdays.
You could,
but boy, that's a long ways. But I think that would be a really good fit competitively. And, you know, I think you could probably say the same with Waverly. Waverly's not quite as far. But I don't know. I know that, you know, the WOMAC would probably drag their feet a little bit with that. And I understand that as well. Now, if let's just spitball a little bit and say the MVC, let's say Cedar Rapids becomes a two high school town and it goes, so that becomes a 14 team league. I think they've probably got a space saved for Clear Creek Amana whenever that happens. Yep. Do they take Waverly as well? And, you know, I doubt if Decorah is probably big enough for that, but I think Waverly could compete in the MVC. What do you think?
Yeah, because that would be one. You just add one to the south, or you know, if you went geographically, one from the south and one from the north. That would fit in. Waverly would fit in with like your Dubuque schools and Waterloo. I don't know what they're calling. What are they calling Waterloo's new school?
Waterloo United.
There we go, Waterloo United. So, and it's Western Christian is not in a conference
either. Yeah. I think they're going in with that Siouxland / Lakes Conference conglomeration when that happens next year, I think.
So I look at Western Christian's boy schedule. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. They're playing as many games against out-of-state teams as they are in-state teams.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's Sioux Falls Christian, Vermilion High, Parker Marion, which I think is in South Dakota. Fort Calhoun in Nebraska, Dakota Valley, Lenox, South Dakota. Both those are in South Dakota. Heritage Christian of Maple Grove, Minnesota. Pender, I don't even know where Pender's at. Papillon La Vista South, which is a Nebraska school. Spectrum, there's another one. So I don't know how many games that is, but, you know, have bus, will travel, I guess.
Yeah. But, Are they still really good in boys basketball?
Oh yeah. They're a top 10 team and will be a threat certainly to make the state tournament and do some damage. So the Dutch are inherently tall people.
Yeah.
I asked that question a few years ago. It's like, man, how is it that Western Christian has all these guys that are 6'7", 6'8", and somebody messaged me back on Twitter and said the Dutch are inherently tall people, and I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. So women's hoops, not a good time for the for the Hawkeye women.
They've dropped three in a row now. They weren't very good against Minnesota. That was a 6-point loss, and you know, with 7 or 8 minutes to go, it was 20 at home.
But Minnesota was so hot.
Yeah. They're 10 of 14 from three, and you know, people are freaking out, but you know, Minnesota was hot that day. If they go 6 of 14, Iowa wins the game. So, they're going to be fine, I think. And you know, I think we're going to know a lot more about Iowa on Wednesday when they host the Washington Huskies.
Okay. How is Washington?
You're good. They're 8-5 in the Big Ten, 18-6 overall. They've kind of been in and out of the top 25 all year. They're good, but it's still a team Iowa should beat at home.
Okay. I still think that spending a week on the West Coast, man, that's and then having to come back home, I think that's a huge adjustment.
Certainly
it is for the West Coast teams when they have to make all those.
And they have to go one time zone further.
Exactly. Right. So I don't know how much that has played into the three games, but
I wonder if everybody had a mulligan, if they'd have done this, if they'd have gone to this big of a conference and go coast to coast. And, you know, I suppose they don't care. They don't mind as much for football and for men's and women's basketball, but it just seems silly to me to have a gymnastics team going from LA to Piscataway for a dual match.
I agree. Or baseball or softball whatever. So I had the pleasure of talking to Jan Jensen for the first time.
Yeah, tell me about that story. I've not gotten to read that yet. How did that work out?
I think it turned out all right. Jeff was nice enough to hook me up with her. I did a story on Jack Jensen Fitzpatrick, Jan's daughter and daughter of Julie Fitzpatrick, who also was a tremendous basketball player in college and pretty prominent physical therapist in Iowa City. So Jack is never really – I mean, he's been kind of a bit player at West High. This year he's a starter, a captain. He's a shooter, let's put it that way. I think he 116 shots, well, at least going into the weekend, I have to update that. 106 of them were three-point shots. And his mom just happens to be arguably the best post player coach in the country.
Yeah. So,
irony, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, he's a super, super kid. Yeah. I just, you know, it's
great family.
Yeah, oh, 100%. And that was the other thing. Other thing I wanted to say was my first interaction with Jan, and she couldn't have been more gracious with her time. And, you know, her and Julie both texting mm-hmm. back and thanking me for the story on Jack, and just good, yeah. good people.
Yeah.
Well, I think it turned out all right. It was good. Yeah. Read that at thegazette.com.
Yeah. So Julie was a great basketball player. She played with Wanda Ford when Drake got to the Sweet 16. I think Julie was a freshman that year, would have been, I think 85, 86 at Drake. Okay. And then she had some really, really big knee problems that kind of slowed her as her career unfolded at Drake. But boy, when she was right and young, she was really good.
And everybody knows.
And then obviously Jan was an All-American too. So
yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. So, on the men's side, I guess we can touch on them real quick. Covered the game yesterday against Northwestern at Carver Hawkeye. And, boy, that's not a game that's going in the memory bank, I'll tell you that. It was just I think the teams combined to shoot 51 free throws, if I remember the correct number. It was just a slog. It really was. And both coaches said it wasn't like the referees were calling it tight or anything. Both teams were banking a bunch of fouls. Mm-hmm. And Iowa survived 76-70. Bennett Sturt scored 36 points to reset his career high. He scored 32 exactly the week prior against Oregon. And the big news was he surpassed his old man. His dad played at Emporia State Division II school in Kansas and had 34 for a career high. So Bennett was gonna chirp his dad after the game yesterday. So, but still, you know, six-game win streak. Playing well enough to win these games. Big one coming up, obviously, or two big ones on the road Wednesday and against Maryland. Kind of a trap game in a way because you got Purdue coming to town on Saturday, and that's obviously a huge game, a statement type of game for Iowa if it wants to make the NCAA tournament. So, Ben McCollum's a good coach, Lindy. I know it hurt you bad when he left Drake, but
yeah, and like people, I think people kind of poo-pooed Drake last year.
Yeah,
Drake was pretty good last year, weren't they?
Yeah, because the guts of that team is playing at Iowa. And Iowa's 18-5 or whatever right now. So it's just. It's fun to me. It's fun basketball to watch because it's team oriented. Yes, you have one of the best guards in the country in Bennett Sturts, and he takes over when he needs to. But offensively and defensively, it's predicated on team, and that's an awful lot of fun to watch. Now,
They'll defend a little bit too.
Exactly, and you know, big question obviously will be how do you replace Bennett Sturts next year. Imagine they'll have to dip into the portal and try and get someone. And that'll be the question, I think, for McCollum moving forward is how is he going to be able to recruit well enough, for his system and everything to be consistently successful. I liken it kind of to Wisconsin in a way, Jeff. you know, there's a program, right? They don't ever get the huge recruits, but Bo Ryan and now Greg Gard have year in and year out their NCAA tournament team and threats to do some things. And, you know, they run their system and it works. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Anything else you want to hit upon, or should we
no, I think we'll close it and call it on this for today. But it's that fun time of year. The days are getting longer. You go into a gym and there's still light out, and you know tournaments are coming, and that's the fun part. And you know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So the Gazette.com is where you want to go. We'll keep you all up to date on everything that's going on. High school wise, boys and girls and men's and women. And, this is the most fun time of the year.
Yeah.
Time of our year really is, with everything going on basketball wise. So, and don't forget, we got some Olympics too.
Yeah.
To occupy our time.
Absolutely. And I watched some of that, Saturday morning when I was on the treadmill and, watched the women's hockey team. And
there you go.
I guess I'm glad I didn't see the Lindsey Vonn, So,
and if you didn't know, what, just one quick note, Nate Heise, the Iowa State basketball player, his sister is on the Olympic United States Olympic hockey team.
So. Yeah, she had a goal Saturday.
There you go.
I think we play again either yet today or tomorrow. So I'll probably tune in.
All right, folks, we appreciate you joining in on another call. Jeff, you'll
call
both. Both ways. All right, we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. This is Jeff. That's Jeff. We'll get at you again next week. Have a good week, everyone. Take care.
Yeah, have a good week. Thank you.
Travel should be simple. With Gazette Travel, every detail is handled. You just show up and enjoy with fellow Iowans. View available trips at thegazette.com/travel.